Welcome to the Sports Report for Friday, June 27th. I'm Mark Daniels. The red, white, and blue gets through. For the first time ever, the U.S. men's national soccer team has advanced out of group play in two consecutive World Cups, even though they lost their final pool play game to Germany 1-0 in a driving rain in Brazil. Thomas Müller scored in the 55th minute, but the U.S. still finishes second in the group of death. And head coach Jürgen Klinsmann says we're going to have to roll up our sleeves again.
For all the players, it's a tremendous achievement, but now we really get started. Now we can put this behind us, the whole group phase. And as we know by the past, you know, once the group is done, another tournament actually starts.
National pride is growing. In fact, the bandwagon is jam-packed. Even President Obama said, way to go, boys.
They are defying the odds and earn a lot of believers in the process. And I want everybody on the team to know that all of us back home are really proud of them.
The U.S. will meet Belgium in the round of 16 on Tuesday. Belgium winning Group H with a 1-0 victory over South Korea. Algeria and Russia played to a 1-1 tie, but Algeria advancing out of pool play for the first time in their history. Portugal beat Ghana 2-1. Cristiano Ronaldo, the game-winning goal, but both those teams have been eliminated, as has Luis Suarez of Uruguay. FIFA banning him from the rest of the World Cup and all soccer activities for 4 months after he bit an Italian player earlier this week. Suarez also being slapped with a fine of $112,000. He'll be suspended from Uruguay's next 9 international matches. He'll also miss 9 of Liverpool's games in the English Premier League. The NBA draft was held on Thursday night. The Cleveland Cavaliers, winning the lottery, had the number 1 overall pick, and they selected Andrew Wiggins of Kansas. Milwaukee Bucks next on the clock, and they wasted little time in taking Jabari Parker, the forward, coming out after his freshman season from Duke University. Bucks general manager John Hammond:
we're really excited about the fact that he wants to be here. That's something that you really appreciate, and I think that I think it has a chance to be a great long-term fit for us. You hope we as an organization can grow with him as a player and some of the other young pieces on our roster.
Parker says he kind of figured it was going to be the Bucks.
I mean, I was just going off what I was given. You know, they told me that they're all in. I can't go in with any accusations of, teams, not telling me anything. I just went from what was more accurate.
Bucks added 2 more players in the second round: 6'8 forward Damian Inglis, who played in France, and 6'9 forward Johnny O'Brien from LSU. 6'5 guard Lamar Patterson of Pitt was the Bucks' final choice, but his rights were traded to Atlanta for a future second round pick. Alec Brown of the Green Bay Phoenix drafted 50th overall in the second round by the Phoenix Suns. Brown becoming the 5th Green Bay player in school history to get a call from the NBA on draft night. And the best pick of the night wasn't a player selected by a team, but a player selected by the league. Commissioner Adam Silver:
with the next pick in the 2014 NBA draft, the NBA selects Isaiah Austin from Baylor University.
That's a heck of a story. Austin diagnosed just a couple of weeks ago with Marfan syndrome, ending his basketball career, but he did not lose the thrill of getting his name called on draft night. National Hockey League draft beginning on Friday night at the Wells Fargo Center in Philadelphia. The Panthers holding the first overall selection, followed by Buffalo, Edmonton, and Calgary. In Major League Baseball, the Milwaukee Brewers are at the halfway point of the season, 81 games in, and they have the best record in the bigs at 49-32 after beating the Colorado Rockies Thursday night to open up a 4-game series at Miller Park. 7-4, the final score. Ricky Weeks led off the bottom of the first with a first-pitch home run. Aramis Ramirez adding a 2-run shot. And after Ryan Wheeler hit a grand slam home run in the fourth inning to put the Rockies in front, Brewers scratched across a couple of more runs. Scooter Gennett put the game away with a 2-run bomb in the eighth. Francisco Rodriguez, with his 26th save of the year, made a winner of Willie Peralta, who improved to 9-5, gave up 5 of his 8 hits in 6 innings of work in that 4-run fourth, and admitted the Wheeler granny rattled him.
Yes, those things are going to happen, but that's when you really have to pitch, and then trying to they get a win no matter what.
They get the win, and the Brewers will send Kyle Loesch to the mound in Game 2 of the series on Friday night, now with a 5.5 game lead in the division because the Dodgers beat St. Louis 1-0. Justin Turner, a sacrifice fly in the 8th. Heck of a pitching duel between Adam Wainwright and Josh Beckett, neither involved in the decision. Reds over the Giants 3-1. Mike Leake went 8 innings with 12 strikeouts. It was Pittsburgh 5, the Mets 2. Gregory Polanco with a 3-run home run. Phillies knocked off the Marlins 5-3 in 14 innings. Chase Utley, a walk-off 2-run shot. Cubs get by the Washington Nationals 5-3. In the American League, the Angels complete a sweep of the Twins 6-4. Blue Jays shut out the White Sox 7-0. Jay Happ went 7 2/3, scattered 4 hits. And Detroit over Texas 6-0. Rick Porcello, a complete game 3-hitter. Houston in interleague play, a winner over the Atlanta Braves 6-1. Matt Dominguez with a 3-run home run. Minor league baseball, Kane County over the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers 5-0. Wisconsin held to 5 hits. They are 5-2 in the second half of the season. Return home to open up a stand at Fox City Stadium hosting Burlington Friday night. In the Northwoods League, Green Bay Bullfrogs a 5-2 winner over Madison. 3 unearned runs in the 7th. Frogs are 13-17 hosting the Mallards at Joannie's again on Friday night at 7:05. Sheboygan A's beat Kenosha 4-1. Game called in the 6th inning because dense fog rolled in. A's are now 15-8. Harry Stelt with a 2-run double for Sheboygan in the win. They'll be home hosting Addison in a pair of doubleheaders Saturday and Sunday at Wildwood Park. Elsewhere in sports, at Wimbledon, players with big names advancing, although Rafael Nadal dropped the first set, came back to beat Lucas Rosel to win. Roger Federer, Stan Wawrinka, John Isner advancing. On the women's side, Serena Williams, Maria Sharapova also advancing. The PGA Tour is at Congressional outside Washington, D.C. for the Quicken Loans National. Tiger Woods returning. Yes, he's back after his back surgery in March. Feeling fine.
Back's great. Yeah, I had no issues at all. No twinges, no nothing. It felt fantastic. That was one of the reasons why I let it go on those tee shots. I hit it pretty hard out there.
Not always straight, though. He had a 74, 3 over par, and trails Greg Chalmers by 8. Chalmers with a 5-under par first round leads 2 others by a stroke. And there's your sports report. I'm Mark Daniels.